Events continue to be held in Gaza to mark 62 years of displacement following Israel's creation on historic Palestine in 1948. Palestinian refugees who are scattered all over the world are still denied the right of return to their homes. Palestinians say they are determined to keep the memory of that day alive for generations to come.
Today we assert the Palestinian refugees' right to return to their homeland. This right is sacred and means the liberation of occupied Palestine. This can be done through resistance.
The impoverished Gaza Strip is home to over 1.5 million Palestinians. Hundreds of thousands of these people are refugees living in dire conditions in 8 refugee camps across Gaza. Palestinians have no recognized state and they have been living in a state of limbo. While dispossessed of their homes and lands, many exhibitions and events have been held in the memory of Nakba. The image of this key has become the symbol of the Palestinian people's dream of returning to their homes they were driven out in 1948 by Zionist gangs, who claimed at that time that Palestine was a land without people for a people without a land.
Such exhibitions refresh the memory of our people who still keep the keys of their homes in different villages in historic Palestine. The objects on display reflect the identity of the indigenous people of Palestine on their land.
We will not give up the right to return to our homes from which we were forced to flee. We will implant the love of our homeland in our children's hearts. This key will always remain the symbol of our return.
Palestine lives in the hearts of Palestinian refugees who were dispossessed from about 530 villages and towns and forced to leave their homes. While many years have passed since the Nakba took place, there seems to be no let-up on the issues that remain central to expelled Palestinians, namely a return to their homelands. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.